What's up, Crusaders? Christopher Lawrence here, host of Sequel Virtues, Creativity, and the New Christendom, with a clip of this week's show. Are you reading any fiction or literature? Who has time? What would I read? Of course not. Look, the Pope, he did something funny, and there's 23 articles discussing it that I need to peruse over the next 4 weeks. Look, take a break from that and listen to a clip of this week's show, which gives you some ideas of what has been out there from Catholic authors historically that is worth your time in the realm of fiction, literature, and poetry. Here's a clip from this week's show right now. In a few minutes, they saw a car, some distance away, on top of a hill, coming slowly, as if the occupants were watching them. The grandmother stood up and waved both arms dramatically to attract their attention. The car continued to come on slowly, disappeared around a bend, and appeared again, moving even slower, on top of the hill they had gone over. It was a big, black, battered, hearse-like automobile. There were three men in it. It came to a stop just over them, and for some minutes, the driver looked down with a steady, expressionless gaze to where they were sitting and didn't speak. Then he turned his head and muttered something to the other two, and they got out. One was a fat boy in black trousers and a red sweatshirt with a silver stallion embossed on the front of it. He moved around on the right side of them and stood staring, his mouth partly open in a kind of loose grin. The other had on khaki pants and a blue striped coat and a gray hat pulled down very low, hiding most of his face. He came around slowly on the left side. Neither spoke. The driver got out of the car and stood by the side of it, looking down at them. He was an older man than the other two. His hair was just beginning to gray, and he wore silver-rimmed spectacles that gave him a scholarly look. He had a long, creased face and didn't have on any shirt or undershirt. He had on blue jeans that were too tight for him and was holding a black hat and a gun. The two boys also had guns. That was just a clip of this week's episode. If you'd like to hear the whole thing, make sure you're signed up right here on the Crusade channel for this and all previous and future episodes of Sequel Virtues. I'm your host, Christopher Lawrence. Thank you and God bless.